Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? Why then the weeds? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's Mass is known as the Anticipated Sunday. That is to say that the Church is jealous of all of her beautiful Masses, and if they cannot be offered because of the fall of the calendar on a Sunday, why then a Sunday Mass is anticipated the day before. So this is the Mass of the fifth Sunday after Epiphany, because tomorrow we begin the new season in preparation for Lent and Easter, the season of Septuagesima. Today is the last day of the prayer of the Alleluia, and it will not be heard again in the Church until Holy Saturday announces the resurrection of our Savior from the dead. Today's theme, which I suggest to you for your meditation, is you keep our Blessed Mother company for about 15 minutes or so, thinking with her of some of the mysteries of the Rosary, is one which I think is actually a very good one to keep in mind. If you would like sometimes to meditate, but your mind wanders, meditate upon the mystery of evil in the world. And to consider, for example, how it is that many people waste time philosophizing or actually offend the providence of the good God by saying or thinking stupid things. For example, a good God would never permit such or such a thing to happen or to happen to me. But rather how we, led by the Holy Ghost with our Blessed Mother, can contemplate all of the wonderful good that God brings out of the most terrible evil, even in this life. And then you could contemplate it in connection with today's saint. At first sight, it would seem that St. Romuald, who lived during that terrible age about 10 centuries ago, when there was very great corruption in the Church and in the world, at first sight it may seem that St. Romuald, who founded a very severe eremitical or hermit branch of the Benedictine order, a man of great silence and prayer and terrible feats of penance, wouldn't have much to do with us in our life 10 centuries later. But of course that wouldn't be true, because there's tremendous fruit or instruction that we can always reap from the lives of the saints. So St. Romuald got his start being a saint through two sins. So too, your sins or the sins of others can get you a start towards holiness. That is to say that as a young man, he was tempted to sins of impurity, and in order to distract himself, he sought wholesome recreation according to his own state of life. He was a nobleman, so I mean, what do noblemen do with their spare time? He would hunt. He would ride out into the forest. Now, as a young man doing this, it's a little bit like people going fishing. He developed a certain sense of solitude, a love for quiet and for nature. And conquering the temptation to impurity, he was drawn by God, even as a young man hunting, drawn by God to a love of solitude, because solitude often leads almost automatically, especially the beauties of nature, for a Christian to pray, to prayer. That was the first thing. The second thing is that the sin of his father, who had killed a relation of theirs in a duel, and there was an awful lot of dueling going on throughout history, and the son takes upon himself to do penance for his father. And so he goes to a monastery in their home city of Ravenna in Italy for a Lent to keep 40 days of penance. And the son says, I will do penance for my father's sin. That's a beautiful thought too, isn't it? And we're looking upon Lent coming soon upon us, but we think of our own sins, first of all, that must be expiated. Then the next thing was that actually when he got into the monastery, although just a layman, he could see that the monks were not leading a very spiritual life. But rather than be involved in criticism and gossip and all of the rest of it, he silently set his own good example. That reproached them. He never said a word, but that reproached them so much so that he was driven out of the monastery. So that leads him to another vocation, that of being a hermit. And he finds one old monk, Marino, in northern Italy near Venice, and he teaches him how to pray, how to lead the solitary life. Now he has trouble reading out loud. Probably as a nobleman he was not really educated too well. And so his master would sit next to him with a stick or a rod, and whenever he made a mistake in reading out loud, he would hit him on the side of the head, on the left side of the head. And eventually one day, the disciple, St. Romuald, says very humbly, he says, "Master, I'm just about losing my hearing on the left side. Would you mind hitting me on the right side instead?" Imagine the humility and the patience of someone to say that. And then the master realized that he had gone too far, and he begged his pardon. Again, good coming out of evil. Another thing was that there was the leader of Venice, the Doge, who had perhaps obtained his office, as politicians will, through fraudulent means, is converted. And he decides he needs to flee the world. So the two of them make a pact together. He becomes the first disciple of St. Romuald. And they flee the world and they found some monastery someplace. Do you see the pattern of life? Always good coming out of evil. If we stay with Our Lady and we stay with prayer, it's an inexhaustible source of good. Meditate upon that today. Keep Our Lady company. See how in the divine plan, nothing need be wasted. And that all of the things in your life that lead you to sin against patience or trust or confidence or whatever could be turned around in an instant by prayer and lead you to holiness and even very great holiness. Before this month is over, we'll be starting our career of penance, which they call the 40 days of Lent. Let us ask Our Lady Immaculate the first Saturday of this month and St. Romuald, the saint of penance and prayer, to help us to plan out a good now and a generous Lenten season. God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.